Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well and, of course, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening up to 8 o'clock, Wednesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. And of course, thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you, Johan. Why didn't you do this, Johan? Now I applaud you for applauding your crew. And thank you for talking across the color bar. And of course, he's back with you tomorrow morning, and he'll take you through there. And as for you and I, we are on till 8, Wednesday Live. It's your talk show, and I trust that you will enjoy. Remember that this is your interactive talk show, so you basically run the show together with us here in your manner of participation in the show. And you participate as the Spirit of the Father leads you. The knowledge that you have, the experience that you have, the observations you've had about the topic, and of course also how perhaps maybe something we are talking about had become part of your life at one stage or another. So please, excuse my voice. I know there's a terrible flu that is going on, and I happen to have caught it quite badly. Right. Let's start with this.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Sons of Blackness there, great song indeed, we trust. You are enjoying it, man. I just thought, let's open in this manner and continue to be optimistic about the future of our country, South Africa. To believe, I believe in the peace that surpasses all understanding coming through Christ, our Savior, King Master, the one who reveals the salvation of our Father Yahuwah. And of course, I believe that peace will reign, and I believe that I will see it also in my lifetime. Remember, is it Prime Minister Chamberlain who said peace in our lifetime, and he was actually removed from, I think Johan remembers because it's British history. Chamberlain, just before, I think, and they were saying peace in our land, peace in our lifetime, and stuff, and stuff, and stuff. And then, hey, Germany was attacking, man. And Churchill had to come in. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing you well, and everything is going fine. We are also looking for listeners who can help us advance God's kingdom through financial support to Radio Pulpit. Your contribution, however big or small, helps us to actively reach lost souls and bring them back into a meaningful relationship with Christ. If you are already helping us by whichever means possible, thank you. If not, please consider signing a debit order or invest by using a payment platform of your choice. Every rand makes a difference. SMS the word GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 0826572729 and we will contact you. Or alternatively, send a message to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, then, the time has just gone 14 and a half over the hour. We trust the Father is doing you well. I promised Muruti Karabo that I'm going to greet his wife, Vanessa. Ka sepedi sa khale khale sa mo tswane ya mamelodi bari thobela thithi ila ya khale Vanessa abari Vanessa bari Vanessa thobela thithi ila ya khale yeah. I hope you're well, I hope you're fine, as always I hope you're doing good, and I pray that the Father should continuously grace you such vigor and strength and vision. Wow, I was looking at the work you're doing, man. During the times of the flooding, I was looking at you working. Some of us, we do these good things. We don't know angels are entertained by the goodness of things that we do. So I saw what you were doing, you know, making a home for so many kids who were ravaged by floods. What an unsung hero you are. Yeah. I think I should do this for Christ on your behalf. All right. And of course, we have Professor Kabamba on the line. Greetings to you, Professor.
Greetings, and we're so blessed to be here. Greetings to you and to Muruti Muraka, and greetings to everybody who shall be with us tonight. Thank you very much for having us again. We are so grateful unto the Almighty Father for having us again tonight.
Are you well, sir?
I'm good, and we cannot complain. We thank the Lord Almighty Father.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Muruti Muraka, you are doing well, man. Are you well, Muruti? Me khurt man. SJ Dolly, triple Dolly opa tha, that's so.
Aha, wantara Brian. Yeah. No, you know what? Thank you so much for welcoming us and greeting us. And before I go further, let me say, Vanessa.
Vanessa. Vanessa. Vanessa.
She's saying thank you very much.
Ah,
yeah, she received that word.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
No, I wish really to say thank you for you and Radio Pulpit for welcoming us, like Pastor Kabamba was saying. Mm. We are on the platform not because we are the best. Mm-mm. We are on the platform just to serve him. And we are learning as much as everybody is learning.
Mm.
And we surrender to the Holy Spirit, because in this season that we are in, I believe the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they want us to learn what the Father wants us to know and apply it. Every topic, ever since I've been on this platform, I've noticed it's led by the Holy Spirit. It's
Hallelujah.
Actually the Holy Spirit who gives you those topics. And it's not for entertainment.
Mm-mm.
It's not for argument.
Mm-mm.
It's for learning
and
application.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my brother.
We learn together at all times. We are the disciples of Christ himself. And we learn at all times. Now, this coincides with what is happening now in the big platforms of politics today. And the big powers are talking the word peace and disarmament. They are talking world peace. I don't know if you have realized this. It has become a very popular rhetoric since Sunday. Especially at what happened at the Oval Office. So, everyone is talking peace. Everyone is talking peace. I don't know if here in Africa people are talking peace, but I was looking at the Kenyans who were responding to the lack of peace in the land. And also the very fact that we should be peacemakers. And I always say, I wish the Father could take me to work at the international relations and cooperation so that I can be just an agent of peace, to foster peace, to forge peace, and to be a peacemaker. And every day I pray about this, that if the Father wants to remove me from anywhere, may he put me at a place and stage where I will speak the peace that surpasses all understanding, guarding our hearts through Christ. and that we speak this peace. Now, the topic, we have had it 7 days before. We didn't know that, the most powerful leaders would be talking about this, you know. We didn't know that they would be talking about this and actually scolding one another on live, you know, in front of the media, and saying, look, we need peace and we need peace now. But such is fragile, and we want to look at the actual peace that we can have, which comes from the Father. When the Father speaks about peace, what is he referring to? It looks like his peace is not like ours. That which we propagate in our own learning and capacities of peace. Those who grew up in my generation would remember that there was a time there was this popular a signing of a pact called the Umkomati Accord, you know, or the Peace Accord. But how that didn't last that much. You know, it's something to look into. We look into all kinds of peace that were there. Those also grew up in our time will remember Bosnia, Herzegovina. They will remember also Angola. They will remember also the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And those who are studying now will tell you about what is happening now. And also Sudan. But they will also tell you about Uganda, Burundi, and they will tell you about all the states, man. They will tell you about the former socialist republics and the disintegration and the wars that had taken place and the peace accords that continuously had been violated. And it seems like that which is made by men is just that, like vapor. Dissipates into the air. But that peace which is from our master, our Elohim, is something different from Yehovah Ve. It's something different. And it is time that we speak of that peace and inform, as the church, to inform the world what peace is even all about. Because people are yearning for it. But they don't know it. They are yearning to see it. But even though it is in front of their eyes, they can't point it. But as we know that the word is a lamp unto our feet, it's lighting the peace. Can we be able to point at that and say to the world, this is what the peace, or this is what peace should be all about? Something to look into. And of course, the components of the peace of the Father, which he has promised to us as his children. But we must look into it. What is our peace? What is our peace even all about? When we talk about peace, or peace as a principality, or peace divine, what do we imply? And much of the times, we seem to be those kinds of people who actually do not speak of it in the manner in which we should. The book of Psalms, chapter 4, verse 8 says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Yahuwah. For you alone, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you. What does that mean? What does it mean to sleep in peace? Then you go, oh, it's a state of ceasing from work, activity, and motion, enjoined, but it's also a state of rest from war, from attacks, from wickedness. But it is a quietness of a sort to us. The opposite of a disquietness and an uneasiness. And you and I have a duty of seeking it. And the word says so in Job 22:21. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace, thereby good will come to you. All right. Psalm 34 verses 14 says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace and pursue it. Okay. Isaiah 27 verses 5 says, "Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." We have a duty of seeking peace with the Father. We have a duty of seeking peace with fellow man. We have a duty of seeking peace of the Father upon fellow man, upon our families, upon everybody. We have a duty, irrevocable duty, of seeking peace. Okay, let me go back. It can only be bestowed upon us through Christ. Much of the times we see pieces that comes through accords, but, you know, the word accord there would mean union, but it doesn't last long. It can, if it has lasted long, it's when it goes for a generation. And even in that, there would be so many violations on it. Isaiah 53 verses 5 says, "He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our peace, for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." The chastisement for our peace was upon him. In other words, the chastisement of peace, in other words, the penalty of peace, the payment of peace, the grant of peace, comes to us through the price of Christ, his blood, him dying on the dying also, and being hung on the tree, and being raised again. That's the price to pay, the death. And for all mankind, he has paid that price. Now, if it comes through him, therefore those that we set on ourselves will not last that much. If it does not come through him, that which we set for ourselves won't last that much. So we need believers to actually start to work, those intellectuals to start to influence the intellectual setup. Thank you to Professor Puleng, man. She constantly asks the question, where is the church? And I like that when someone as academic as she is, a professor Nochal, would actually say, where is the church? Come, let's talk. Here's a platform. And it's incumbent upon us to speak about this and to teach. And those of us who are in government should stop hiding and start talking about peace and how it is bestowed. And stop standing for principles that lead to secularism and falsehoods. And those who teach education should be able to teach our children peace that they grow by, instead of them being found in drive-bys, if you know what I mean. It's important. Peace be spoken of in the communities. Peace be spoken of against all dividing lines that causes tensions in the country. Peace should be spoken. And the peace that is only coming through Christ, that is the peace which should be spoken. Nothing else. As they say in Philippians 4:7, it surpasses all understanding, and the peace of Yahuwah, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. When this peace comes, then our minds and hearts will be guarded. That means we will be circumspect. That means we will be bestowed with wisdom. Imagine that. If we as the church would work towards that, what kind of communities would we produce? And through discipleship, what kind of communities would we produce? Look, And peace comes in many times. I was using, and I'm sorry to Mamraka, maybe she doesn't want this to be known, but I saw it where people were ravaged with the floods a week ago. And then she took all the kids from the neighborhood, placed them there, gave them warm food, warm blankets, and they had a rest. There's an instance where I looked and I saw they were sleeping. Rest. So peace can only come through believers who believe in Christ, upon him, upon whom he has bestowed this peace. And they can project it even to the children by their acts of peace, the acts of rest. Peace also means protection from the ravages of unrest. So if we don't project it, then the unrest will... Imagine if she hadn't done that to those kids. Some of the kids would be dead. Because not all of us can swim, by the way. Anyway, now, look at it. If we heed to the commandments of the Father wants us to heed to his commandments so that his peace will be like a river flowing. Isaiah 48:18, oh, that you heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Imagine the peace that flows like a river. Because the waters that are flowing in the river are very clear, very healthy. And they have in them all the minerals we need. And this is how peace comes also. But in these days, we seem to orchestrate our own, and somewhat somehow, it backfires.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. Muruti Muraka, let me start with you, sir. Our kind of peace, the peace that is bestowed through Christ, the peace that is spoken of by the Father, that comes through his commandments, is different from the pieces that we see, which come and go, and we have a duty to seek that peace in the time that we live in, where people, even those with so much power in their hands, are speaking about it, but not having a slightest idea as to the true implications of the true peace. Sir, what do you take?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to participate on the platform, really. What's my take?
Yes, sir.
The topic being the principality of peace.
Mm.
We are talking of a government run by a prince.
Yes.
Of course, a prince is having a king above him.
Mm.
So when a prince runs a government or a state, then that state or that government, that principality is under the prince.
Mm.
Now, in the book of Isaiah, we learn this from verse 6 to 7 of the chapter 9.
Mm.
Chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. It's a well-known scripture.
Mm.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders,
yes,
or we could even say principality
mm.
rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority or his principality, again, shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From when? From this time onwards and forevermore. From which time? From the time that the Son was given. The principality of peace was ushered in. We know when he was born, the angels sang, and it was not just singing for entertainment. It was actually revealing what is the truth and what is happening. I think we read about that in Luke chapter 2, where it says in verse 14, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Now, the moment he was birthed, the Prince of Peace was birthed. And it meant his authority was going to grow continually. And in this principality of his, peace would be without borders. It would not be limited by anything. And you said something earlier on about him dying. Reading from the very same Isaiah, that in his dying, he released the peace to us. And we know when he resurrected, he came to his disciples and said, "Peace I give unto you, not as the world gives." So we can see that his government is a government of peace, the true peace, where there is completeness. It is about completing that which was broken. From the Garden of Eden, we were born as broken people, at odds with the Father. And when Yeshua HaMashiach came, he came to reconcile us to the Father so that we can be at rest, like you were saying, so that we can be complete, so that we can be healthy, so that we can be tranquil and not troubled. Yet we see troubles all over the earth, like you were saying, my brother. Sometimes you think something has been solved. A few years, it just breaks apart, and then there is a scramble, and the operative word is peace, peace, peace. But I don't know if we really see this. Whenever people talk about peace and they take all endeavors to bring peace about, there is something which is missing in their efforts. It is the Son of the Living God.
Yeah.
The very Prince of Peace. Look, in the Oval Office, people were talking there, and like you were saying, and the whole world caught flu from the discussions there. In fact, the recrimination. No mention of Yeshua there. Nothing. How do we expect to bring about peace when we reject the government of peace and the governor of peace Now, this same Yeshua, it's not a joke. It's not even some lullaby story. When the Word of God tells us he starts off as a prince, and then it tells us he is gone to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. And then it tells us that the word Melchizedek means the king of righteousness. But this Melchizedek was the king of Shalem. Now, Shalem being Jerusalem, was actually Shalem means shalom.
Peace.
Meaning, he is not only the king of righteousness, he is the king of peace.
Mm.
When he comes back from his stint as a high priest to now expose his kingship, he will not come as the prince of peace. He will come as the king of peace.
Mm.
And the king of peace destroys his enemies. That's what's funny about that.
Mm.
Because now he administers peace by the iron rod. Whereas while he's still a prince of peace, he is pleading. He's inviting. You know, the sons of Israel were given a number of types of sacrifices to do to appease Yudevave.
Mm.
There was a sin offering. There was a whole burnt offering. There was also one which was called a peace offering.
Mm.
This peace offering was to remind us, I mean, those who were the sons of Israel making these sacrifices, that you are an enemy of God. And for you to become a child of God, to become at peace with God, to become reconciled to God, there must be a shedding of blood.
Mm.
Life must be lost. And all these sacrifices, we know, they were pointing to the Messiah. So when he came as the Prince of Peace, he laid down his own life because he is pleading with everyone who is an enemy of God, that become reconciled to God through my precious blood.
Mm.
When you accept this thing, you shall have the true lasting peace.
Mm.
And he is, or he has started a government where he is a prince. And that government is ongoing.
Mm.
It may not be recognized by people. You said Professor was asking, where is the church? Basically, what she's appealing for is the government of peace.
Yes.
The government of this prince who came and has gone now to be crowned. And he has left his subject to administer peace the way he was administering it. How? By appealing, bringing the word of God to all that are at odds with one another, that to be reconciled to one another, you must first be reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus.
Mm.
And once they are reconciled, then they should relate to one another according to God's commandment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, we will truly see peace. There was a question which you made. Imagine if the church was doing what it was supposed to do, what the world would look like.
Mm.
We will not, as the church, make the world to become perfect. No. But we will impact the world to notice that there is a government which is running parallel to the governments of the world. And this government is the true government which will stand beyond the end of this age. And it will be in the next age, the government of the King of Peace and the King of Righteousness, Yeshua HaMashiach himself. We owe the world to live as disciples of Jesus Christ, led by the peace, governed by the peace, not the peace of the world, where, like you said, people can sign on papers and even say peace in our time. But the very person that he signed a peace in our time document with is the person who broke it as soon as that ink had landed. Even before it was dry, he was breaking what they were agreeing. So, because that is the worldly peace. It has got a problem. It has got corruption within it. Because those who sit at the table to try and negotiate peace are corrupt themselves. It's only when we have yielded ourselves to Jesus Christ, who starts with our spirit to remove corruption from there and set us right, that when we relate to one another, we relate in honesty, integrity, and uprightness, because we are ruled by peace. Peace is the referee of our lives.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. If you just joined us, we are talking about the principality of peace, the kingdom of peace, our peace. What is it even all about? And looking at today, everyone is talking about peace, but they speak of the peace that we are supposed to be knowing. Or somewhat, somehow, it seems like perhaps maybe the world has been blinded into seeing that which is the true peace. We talk about that. What is true peace? The peace that comes from the Father. What is it even all about? And today, the essence of it. And also the effects of the lack of it. We are touching on that. So you can send us WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. You can also send us a voice note on the WhatsApp there. Otherwise, you can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Oh, one should say, why does the world not want the peace that Christ gives? Why? Perhaps maybe we should ask that question.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
All right. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are touching base, talking about the principality of peace, true peace, what it is even all about. Pastor Sam, perhaps let me bring this to you in this manner. When we speak of peace, we look into the word. The word speaks about rest. It speaks about the spiritual peace that should be sought genuinely, and it is only accompanied by the presence of the Father. It can't be had on its own without the presence of the Father. Now, if you look into Exodus 33:14 says, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I'll give you peace. It comes with the Father. We can't have it excluding the Father, which is at times what I think the world strays away from it because of this loss. It can only come in the presence of the Father. It is the property of the Father. It comes in the presence of the Father. And it can only be found in our Father, our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. Psalm 116 verse 7 says, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Elohim has dealt bountifully with you." It's a bountiful dealing with rest upon us by Yahuwah himself. And this is what should be understood, and this is what we should portray. This is what we should speak if we say we propagate peace. It's not just human intelligence. Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Thank you for whatsoever that you've just spoken, Muruti Re and Muruti Muraka. Talking about peace, you know, for me, peace, the kind of peace you're talking about, this goes beyond feelings.
Mm.
It goes beyond sentiment. It goes beyond interest.
Mm.
But it has everything to do with a place. It means the place where one found himself.
Oh.
When I talk about a place, I'm talking about, I mean, it does not really depend on us in a way, but it depends on the one who brings it. And now, as he brings the peace, he has something in his mind, in a way, of what that peace has to be. Now, you mentioned, and Muruti Maraka mentioned that as well, when you look at the world, whatever we talk about, when we talk about peace, you see it has most of the time the connotation of a treaties, when people coming together and say, we can have peace, then they need to sign some agreement. And if those agreements are not followed, then that peace can be broken. That's what comes from us as human. Then when it comes to our God, this is beyond an agreement that can be broken at any given time. But this stands for the one who's bringing it because it's so complete. And when you bring the peace, that peace is established, not for one day, but it has to be established for forever. Now, when you talk about why the world is not maybe yielding to the peace of the Father, because they do not understand the notion of eternity. They do not understand the notion of the place where we're supposed to be in. Because when people understand that we are not just it's not going to depend on what we feel, but it's going to depend on the place we're going to be, then everyone gets into it by not using his own effort, if that peace is going to stand or not, but by accepting it. Now, I've come to, when it comes to the word, the Bible, the word of God, I've come to a place whereby, even this morning I was speaking, I said, when you talk about, when you take the word belief, not the way it's written, but the way it sounds. Be and leave. The be, leave. And I always say that Christian or our children of God are supposed to accept what it says about us and live it. No question asked. We just accept what the Father says about us and we live it. When people get to that level of accepting and living it, then we can now be in that space of understanding what the peace is all about. Because this peace that you're talking about, it goes, as I said, goes beyond the normal peace that people can share, the normal peace that people can come across with, but this comes with the full, complete restoration. Muruti Maraka mentioned something about, when you talk about the prince, there must be a king, and you see, we cannot talk about a prince or king without a domain. Because it has to be a place. There must be a place where one has to be in order to feel that peace, in order to experience that. Because here you're talking about principality of peace. That means a prince who has to bring that peace, a prince who stands for that peace, a prince who represents that peace. And anybody who's not in him cannot experience it. Anybody who's not in Christ cannot understand it. That's why the world today cannot comprehend the kind of peace Jesus Christ is speaking. He says in the book of John 14, when you read the Bible, you see most of the time whenever he showed up, he would tell them peace. he will mention the word peace. Now, in John 14, I want us to read it. What he says, it makes sense. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace, I now give and bequeath to you, not as the world gives it. Do I give it to you? Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid." In other words, your sentiments, your emotions cannot be involved in this. Don't involve anything of you. That's why I said don't be troubled, don't fear, don't exercise any kind of sentiment. Because what I'm giving is not something that you need to, I mean, to give in return in a way. No, as I said, when the world comes, like as you mentioned, Muruti, you said today we are living in what we call, when you look around, countries, we've seen all of us on TV, whereby someone was almost be ridiculed in front of the whole world by telling him, "Why are you resisting to peace? Just accept peace because you are making people die for nothing. Accept peace and then let's move on." Now, the question that I love from that gentleman, he says, "You want me to accept it, but what is in for me? How am I going to benefit from this? Because I might accept peace today, but what is the what next?" You see how the world give peace. You see how the world comprehend peace is, "I am agreeing, but what is in for me?" But when it comes to the Father, it's not an exchange per se. It is that peace that sustains us. We come in and enter into it and benefit from it without even any apport that we might bring in it, or not even expecting them something that we necessarily need to do or need to get so to make, keep up with that peace. It's something that we receive from him. And that peace comes, as I say, with full restoration, and it establishes you. And as I was speaking about the way the world operates, people will go as far as letting other people die. People will go as far as seeing things being destroyed, using even people as a shield, so that at the end of the day, after people have died in numbers, millions of people have died, then you come and say, let's go for peace. Then you ask yourself a question, why were we fighting in the first place if we have to end up in peace? And even with the peace that we come up with, it has never been most of the time what you call looking at the bigger picture. It's always the individuals who want to benefit from that peace. We agree. We've made you die for nothing. The day we decide for that peace, we don't even call you to come to that table in order for you to express yourself of whatever you want. We will decide again on you. And I've come to see that the world the way it is today is either you influence people or you have been influenced. But most of the time, in general, we see the majority of the people are being influenced by the minority. I mean, there are people who decide on whatever to go. And even that, whatever we saw on TV or whatever, you see that it's some people sitting saying, we decide. And today, I'm not mentioning name, but today the gentleman sent a message. He said, "I agree to sign for peace." Then you see, you fight first for nothing. And all this is because of you. And when you're going to agree for peace, meaning that who's going to build those buildings that have been destroyed? And it's the kind of world where we are living. And then when you talk about the Prince of Peace, people need to come to that understanding. Even us as Christians, we need to understand that we have come to enter a kingdom. From that kingdom, that's where we are getting our peace. Our peace is in the kingdom. And you cannot be getting that peace if you're outside of the kingdom. You need to be inside in order for you to experience that peace. As I said, it's a matter of a place. It's a matter of a domain where you enter, then you experience it. Outside of it, there's no way. That's why you see, Jesus will say, for instance, as I mentioned already, And wherever he showed up, he would talk about peace. He said, be restored. He would talk about be together. He would talk about don't fear. He would talk about don't be afraid. I'm telling you, as I'm going, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Meaning that be together. Don't let anything trouble you. You can see around you, things are not working your way, but it's not about that. Now, Muruti, as I mentioned, I'm going to end on that. You mentioned something about we supposed to be having peace and experiencing, but when we look around us, we see problems. And this comes to what Jesus Christ said in his prayer. He said, Father, they are in the world, but they are not of the world. That means they can see whatever is going on in the world. But what I'm asking you, Father, is to protect them, is to preserve them, meaning that they cannot be corrupted. Let not them be corrupted by the system of the world. Whatever the world presents to them, let not it corrupt them. Let them be out and above it. Very important, because when you understand that, then you can live the kind of peace that the Father is expecting of us. As I said, let me add one scripture in the book of, I was kind of trying to understand it in the book of Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse 13 and 14. There's a scripture there, and I mean, I was just trying to understand it, and I want to put it to us. This is speaking about, I mean, the way we've moved from one kingdom to another, from one domain to another. And then this scripture says, speak volume to my spirit. And then I think that if you can share it as well, it can also help. In which way? Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, the Father has delivered us and drawn us, I mean, Colossians 1:13. The Father has delivered us and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness. And he has transferred us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. Meaning he has transferred us in the kingdom of the Prince of Peace. He has put us in a place where we cannot anymore be under dominion or control of darkness. And this is what we need to understand as Christians. I mean, things might be happening around us, but we're not supposed to lose out because of that, because we are being transferred already in another kingdom. Yes, we're still on earth because we still have a mission. And the mission is to present the gospel that has been given to us. And that gospel is the gospel of peace that is to be given. That's why the Bible will call us, we're supposed to be peacemakers. People go out there in order to produce not the kind of peace that the world expects, but the kind of peace that the Father wants to give. And from there, whenever we go to people, we don't say, hey, for you to receive this peace, you need to do A, B, C, D. No, we don't expect you to do that, but we want you just to believe and accept it. The moment you accept it, then you can live a fully restored life with the peace that the Father himself can give. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. 012-334-1322. We are talking about the principality of peace. Peace. Peace as spoken of by the Father. The peace that we are supposed to have and the peace that is promised by the Father. The peace that we have in Christ, its ingredients and its meanings. And then, of course, also what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about the peace. Marieke, thank you so much. And let's see. Please don't send videos. I'd like audios about peace. What peace is even all about. If you are for peace, please send your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And of course, also you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note via WhatsApp there. Otherwise, we are talking about peace, what it is all about, what it entails, the peace of the Father, the peace that is divine.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM. Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.